So I'm going to be giving a brief introduction of epidemic cholera. So following the tragic earthquake in Haiti in January of 2010, 8 months later, a devastating cholera epidemic was inadvertently introduced. This epidemic curve shows the epidemiology of cases in, of epidemic cholera in Haiti over the last 3 years. Now, this data comes from the National Sentinel Surveillance System of the Ministry of Public Health in Haiti, and you can see from this graph that over half the cases in yellow were hospitalized cases, the other half of the cases occur in the outpatient setting. Also, we can see from this graph that the worst period of this epidemic is in the first 12 months over the last 3 years. Those first 12 months accounted for roughly half of all the cases reported to date. And if we look at the calendar year 2010, which was October 20th, 2010 to December 31st, about 27% of all cases reported were reported during that time period. Also of note, the case fatality ratio for an epidemic of cholera is thought to have a good public health response if the case fatality ratio is kept at 1% or less. If we look at the first 3 months of the epidemic in 2010, the case fatality ratio in the early weeks, which was up around 6-7%, by the end of that calendar year, the cumulative case fatality ratio had dropped to 2.2%. And then in calendar years 2011, 12, and the first 9 months of 2013, the case fatality ratio has been kept at 0.9% or less. So I think that's a good sign of a public health response, despite that we have now moved into what most experts would call epidemic moving into endemic cholera situation in Haiti. Now this graph shows the number of deaths that have been reported by the National Cholera Sentinel Surveillance System in the first 3 years, and you can see here that the first year of the epidemic was also the most deadly. I'm going to transition now to an effort by the Ministry of Public Health in Haiti in partnership with the Centers for Disease Control to try and understand what proportion of cholera reported through the National Cholera Sentinel Surveillance System, which is mostly a syndromic-based acute watery diarrhea reporting system, what proportion are actually due to epidemic toxigenic cholera. So at four Sentinel hospitals in 3 of 10 administrative departments of Haiti, stool specimens about 75 to 150 per month have been collected since the month of April of 2012. So a little bit more than a year's worth of data. And you can see here that roughly 70%, the blue line averaged out, about 70-75% of all of those stool specimens in children 5 years of age and older, all the way up through adults, have been about toxigenic Vibrio cholera. Now, there has been a little dip around March of 2013, and that dip was compensated by rotavirus. And what we've seen in children under five is that there's an epidemic period of rotavirus that's about, it's seasonal, about 4 to 6 months long, and that accounts for a lot of what is reported as cholera in children. But in adults, this is the reality. So it's still very much with us. Now, moving back to the National Sentinel Surveillance System that reports syndromic cholera, we can see that this map of Hispaniola, with the island of Hispaniola having both Haiti and Dominican Republic, and on your left, the island, on your left is Haiti. And Haiti has an attack rate of symptomatic cholera of around 8% at the three-year mark. And the neighboring country, Dominican Republic, on your right, that has 32 administrative departments, and the overall attack rate for symptomatic cholera in Dominican Republic is about 0.5%, a dramatic difference. And a study that was recently published in a compendium of the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene last month shows that about for every one symptomatic cholera case reported, there are three asymptomatic infections that are also occurring. So if we look at the attack rate for infection, not disease, it's even higher. Now, what might explain the differences between Dominican Republic and Haiti? Well, this graph shows the percent of the total population with access to improved water and sanitation. This data come from the joint monitoring program of WHO and UNICEF. You can see several countries from Latin America and the Caribbean show that access to clean water is 90% or greater for most countries, and access to sanitation is 80-85% or greater for most countries. But there is a dramatic difference between Haiti and the Dominican Republic, especially when we look at access to sanitation. And prior to the earthquake, the access to latrines and flush toilets was 17% overall for the country. So our speakers this morning are going to address two topics, largely water and sanitation. Dr. Anders will be speaking on the coalition to eliminate cholera transmission on Hispaniola, and Dr. Gelting, who will close the session, will talk about the government's past, present, and future WASH sector. Also, we'll be hearing about the important role of oral cholera vaccines in preventing cholera. This is a relatively newly in use vaccine and gaining increasing importance. We will hear about the development of an oral cholera vaccine policy for Hispaniola by Dr. Andre Vicari, and we will also hear about the delivery of the first 100,000 doses of this vaccine by Dr. Louise Ivers.